Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Patrick Dolan, that was a quick answer to the question of the day today, my friend.
Yeah, it was. Good to be here, John.
It is. You are there.
I am here. You know how I picture you? I picture you skating around on the ice talking to us.
Now
is that incorrect?
That is incorrect, but that would be a fun way to do Your Money Matters. As I look up at our cameras, I can see the ice has just been zambonied, so I do not think they want me out there, Patrick.
Well, I like that visual. I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, well, just you put that in your head. Okay. In case you're just joining us, I do the show from the United Center on Hawks home games. Okay, so Patrick, you know, we've been talking about this. Oh, Patrick Dolan, by the way, is an employment lawyer. He's with Conte and Dolan. Yes, of that Karen Conte, who we love. And Patrick, does the layoff numbers, the jobs numbers, kind of line up with what you're seeing from your clients?
Yeah, it is, John. You know, after kind of big ups up and downs in the labor market, now we're seeing what I consider to be sort of normal, smaller up and downs with regard to first-time unemployment claims. So it jibes with what we're seeing in the office with regard to layoffs and people getting new jobs. So I'm not surprised by those numbers.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's a good thing, right?
And, it is, yep.
But does there seem to be less what they call churn, where people were resigning and finding work that fit their life balance? Has that slowed down a little bit?
Absolutely. It has. And I think it's probably the result of companies stabilizing what they're looking for, where folks are going to work, whether it be office or home. There was a lot of sort of instability in the market that I don't think exists anymore. So I think folks are more settled in their jobs and their expectations are more or less being met in the workplace as far as a hybrid in the office at home workplace.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. All your questions, whether it's about you just got a job, you just got laid off, or something weird happened at work, Patrick does it all, harassment claims, stuff like that. If you're being treated unfairly because you're over the age of 40, whatever. Patrick always gets a ton of calls on Let's Get Legal, and he already has someone calling in on line two. Glenn, you're on WGN. Glenn, how are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What do you got for me and Patrick?
The question is, it's a twofold question. One, I work for a company. They close the doors. We didn't get any notice, so there was people are talking about this WARN Act.
Right.
Okay.
Where they're supposed to give 60 days notice, and we have not received our vacation pay.
Interesting. And, okay, Glenn, so you haven't gotten the pay, and, you know, I know, Patrick, you don't know the details of a specific company or anything, but just generally speaking, Patrick, what do you think about what Glenn said?
Yeah, so the WARN Act is a law that requires companies to give folks 60 days notice, paid notice, before they lose their jobs. And there's specific criteria that the company has to meet as far as number of employees that are laid off, et cetera, for that to apply, and it could apply here. I don't know specifically. Go ahead.
There was 30,000 people that were laid off.
Whoa. That's a lot. I think that would trigger it.
That is a lot. It depends on how big the labor force is. But I will say, I bet you that triggers a WARN Act just alone by that number. So I'm not sure why they didn't comply with that. You know, those are details that I don't have, but
right.
It seems like they did not. Now, I also don't know why they didn't pay accrued unused vacation to you at the time of your termination. That is absolutely required. And so I'm not sure why they didn't do that either. But those are issues that I'm happy to talk with you about further, because they both raise serious concerns about what the company did not do for you and probably others.
And generally speaking, Patrick, whether you were all laid off en masse or just an individual let go, paid time off, anything that's accrued is yours, right?
It is. And under Illinois law, you have to be paid for accrued, unused, paid time off upon departure, no matter what the circumstance of your departure is, resignation, termination, layoff, reduction in force, it doesn't matter. You're entitled to that compensation.
And does this happen a lot? Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was going to say, they are going through bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So is this something that they're waiting for to go through the bankruptcy court?
Yeah, that changes things. Yep, bankruptcy will definitely change things.
So is that what Glenn is saying then, that there's a whole process that they have to go through? It's, you know, they're going to have to sell off their asset. There's a lot that happens in
a
bankruptcy.
Yeah, and there's priority in terms of wages for payout, but I will tell you that puts a huge wrench in what Glenn's talking about.
All right, Glenn, thanks for the phone call. Oh, call Patrick. He'll be happy to take your call,
yep,
okay?
For sure.
Okay, thank you.
312-332-7800. Is that right, Patrick?
That is. You got it.
I just had to look at the tattoo.
I was going to say, I'm impressed. I knew it was on your arm.
For Conti and Dolan. Yep. I imagine, you know, it's funny because you think, and I think this happens to people, and I appreciate Glenn's call, and 312-981-7200 if you have anything like that or different. When something happens like getting laid off, we just kind of assume the company is going to follow the rules, right? Like, that's the base assumption. And not that even it's malicious what they're trying to do, but who knows if they know exactly the set criteria they're supposed to do?
Yeah,
or am I giving them too much credit?
No, well, we don't know, right? And so it really depends on sort of the sophistication of the company and their legal counsel and a lot of different things. I mean, we obviously see it all the time that companies don't do the right thing. I will say, paying employees for accrued and used vacation when they leave, that's common. For them not to, that's uncommon, right? So
Yeah. There
are certain things that they don't tend to do right. You know, notice, severance is a big thing, because maybe they don't calculate it correctly or put the person in the right group of folks, et cetera. But it really depends company to company on whether they do the right thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned that severance. Again, it could be an implied policy or a written down policy, right?
Yeah, it can be any. It could be in an employment agreement or an offer letter. It could be in a policy of the company. It could be a practice of the company that's not even written down. Doesn't have to be written down for you to be entitled to severance. So there are a lot of different ways that an employee can be entitled to severance. It's not required under Illinois law, but there are a lot of ways where that right exists because of what the company has done.
For sure. Let's get Dan on the line. Dan, you got a question for Patrick here on WGN?
Hi, I do. I was working as an independent contractor for a medical practice, and the owner never took out any taxes, and he refused to give me a 1099 at the end of the year last year. And also wanted to know, and he had let me go, I wanted to know if I maybe had a case there was some severe workplace harassment and bullying, too, by the owner.
Now, Dan, Patrick, don't independent contractors, correct me if I'm wrong, take out their own taxes?
Yeah, they do.
Usually?
So being provided a 1099 is required,
okay.
And then it's incumbent upon the individual to pay the taxes. So that's
correct.
That's not the issue there.
Okay, cool.
And you know, I'm not sure, because we haven't talked about it, whether you're properly classified as an independent contractor versus an employee.
Explain that for a second, Patrick.
Well, there, you know, companies often say, well, this person's an independent contractor, but there's a multi-part test under federal and state law that determines whether someone has to be an employee versus an independent contractor. A lot of it has to do with the control of the company over the person working. But there are a lot of different factors to look at. And oftentimes, companies misclassify folks as independent contractors or consultants, frankly, to save money on taxes and benefits and other things. And they should not be classified as an independent contractor. So that's something that requires a lot of questions about the facts of an individual's case, like what they do for a job, how they do it, where they do it, you know, what do they get from the company for doing it, to determine whether someone is actually misclassified. But that happens a lot, John.
Yeah, and we got about 15 seconds. Okay. Dan, I appreciate the call. You're going to want to call Patrick because he mentioned the harassment thing.
Yes.
Do independent contractors have the same protections that employees do?
They do under some laws. That's actually broadening in Illinois. It used to be you had, like, no rights, but now you do. And though it depends on what we're talking about, but you do in certain circumstances.
All right, Dan, call Patrick, 312-332-7800. You, listener, call us, 312-981-7200 for your questions. Dave, we're going to get to you after the news, which comes after this break on Your Money Matters on WGN.
Ask any
We're here to talk about employment law.
Sure.
Well, that's what Patrick's here to talk about. That's what he does. Let's go to line one. And Dave, you've got something for Patrick. And, oh, Dave, don't say the company's name, okay?
No, I got you. Yes, thanks for telling me that. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My question is, if my employer asked me to go inside a building as part of my work duties, and I tell them I don't feel comfortable doing that because of the risk of contracting COVID, do they have grounds to terminate my employment? Now, let me give you some details.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. There's some details I need to tell you. First of all, I'm a contractor working for a government agency, and my contracting firm is not located in Illinois. And this is also part of my job description, and I have done it before, gone inside buildings, but not since the pandemic. And you know, since the pandemic started, they scaled back on asking people to do this. But in the last several months, they've kind of asked people to return to their duties. And they have been using alternative personnel to perform the duties that they wanted me to do. So that's the situation. And you know, I don't know it at any time they could say, you know what, you have to say yes, or we're going to terminate you. So that's what I'm curious about.
What's your, I know that's a specific example, and sometimes it can be a little back and forth, Patrick, but your general thoughts there?
Sure. Well, if the job requires him to go into this building to do his work, I think there are mitigating measures, i.e. wearing a mask or something like that, where he could be safe. So I think the company is right to say, you know, you do have to go into that building, but we will mitigate the health risks. Now, let me be clear. I'm talking about COVID specifically, not anything that would be hazardous or something. That's an entirely different discussion.
Right.
So with regard to COVID specifically, I do not think that is sufficient for Dave to say, I am not going to go in this building to do my job.
Right. And you're not, no one's judging you, Dave, here. This is your own prerogative.
Oh, I'm not doing that at all.
Health.
I'm just saying, right.
You're thinking from a legal perspective.
Yes, entirely.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for the phone call. You can follow up with Patrick if you need to, 312-332-7800. Because, yeah, that is like a thing, is a lot of people got used to the work from home, and then they're starting to ask people to come back to the office. And most companies have done it slowly or introduced hybrid. But a lot of people that have maybe only worked for that company during COVID are like, well, no, this is what I've always done. Why can you demand me back to the building? But they can, unless it's in a contract, right?
Yeah, a short answer is yes, they can. And also, there's a lot of pushback on coming back into the office and working. But you know what? Companies can do that too, as long as they treat people fairly and require everyone to do it, not pick and choose, because that raises issues of discrimination, et cetera. So as long as everyone has to do it, then they can require people to come back in the office, even you know, with an outbreak of COVID, although they'll tell you to stay home, et cetera. But, you know, there's a lot of mitigating measures now that we just didn't know about a couple of years ago that require individuals to come back in the office.
Right. You mentioned discrimination there for that example, but of course, there are federal and state protected classes. Do you have those off the top of your head, or happen to know them?
Yeah, there are a lot of them, more so in state Illinois state law. So you have gender, race, disability, sexual orientation. You have things like military status. You know, the list goes on and on.
Age.
But age, right? Age is a big one. We talk to people all the time about age discrimination, which is unfortunately difficult to prove, but absolutely prevalent. And so, you know, there are a lot of different categories, especially under Illinois law, as I said.
So it has to be because of that thing, though. Were it not for because of that or some legal language?
Yeah, it's that has to be essentially the predominating reason. Now, it's not a but-for test, but it has to be the predominating reason. You have to show that you are treated differently, because you're in a certain category, whatever that protected group is.
And you can help people talk through that, right?
Yeah, and it can be really complicated. Because, you know, most times it's not explicit or overt. You just have to figure out why someone was treated differently. And then if you put the pieces together, it starts to look a lot like discrimination or retaliation or harassment or something like that.
312-332-7800 is how they can reach you, right?
Yes.
Conti and Dolan. You're the Dolan part of Karen. Karen's doing great.
Yeah, she is. She's doing great. Thanks.
You know, we like her around WGN. I don't know
she's
if you knew
great.
That.
Yeah.
Patrick, it's good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for joining
us. Take care.
Okay?
Have fun tonight, John, at the United Center. Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks.